Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on our combined analyst and press call regarding the acquisition of Mentor Graphics on short notice. The press release and also the presentation were released earlier today. As always, you can download the files on our website. Today, our CFO, Ralf Thomas, and Chuck Grindstaff, Executive Chairman of Siemens PLM Software, are on this call to review the announcement. Afterwards, we then have time for Q&A with Ralf and Chuck. We will answer the questions from analysts and also from journalists. Please note, therefore, this call is held in English. And with that, I would like to hand over to Ralf.
Thank you, Sabine. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on short notice for this call. We are very pleased to announce a transformational transaction with the signing of the agreement to acquire U.S.-based Mentor Graphics for around $4.5 billion enterprise value. I call this a fair price for a great company in the software industry. The transaction is another cornerstone to successfully execute on our Vision 2020. We continuously strengthen our portfolio and drive growth through shaping the digital transformation. We have proven over the last 10 years that the vision of bringing software for the entire product lifecycle and automation together in the digital enterprise is creating customer and shareholder value. After the initial step to acquire the PLM software company UGS back in 2007, we have added a number of important elements for design and simulation, such as LMS and City Adapco, to our portfolio. Our PL business has a proven track record to successfully integrate software companies and deliver the expected synergies on an ever-expanding customer base. The acquisition of Mentor Graphics is a fundamental milestone to complement our software offering and expand our leadership in the industrial digital enterprise. Looking at the strategic imperatives of Siemens Vision 2020, the acquisition of Mentor Graphics is a perfect fit, and it will boost our software revenues of 3.3 billion euros by around one-third. Mentor Graphics is an established technology leader and pioneer in electrical design automation, or EDA, software. The EDA segment is a fast-growing market with more than 7%, and Mentor Graphics has a software-typical high double-digit margin profile. In a nutshell, Mentor Graphics is offering software enabling electronics to be designed, simulated, and manufactured within products. By adding these crucial capabilities, Siemens will be the first company to offer mechanical, thermal, electrical, electronic, and embedded software design capabilities on a single integrated platform. We believe this dramatically accelerates our product roadmap with true convergence across all domains. Our customers drive a paradigm shift towards more and more complex and smart connected products, such as autonomous vehicles. This acquisition is our answer to this development and will create significant customer value. With this unique combination of software tools, our customers are able to accelerate their innovation, drive production efficiencies, and optimize their operation in the field. And on top of that, this will be possible across technical domains throughout the entire life cycle and for the entire expanded enterprise. Since Mentor Graphics is a listed company, you are probably already familiar with their profile on the left part of the slide. Let me give you a few transaction highlights. The offer price of $37.25 results in an enterprise value of around 4.2 billion euros. The transaction multiples of 3.5 times sales and 14.5 times EBITDA are in line with the industry. The transaction is planned to be EPS accretive in year three post-closing, which we expect to take place in the third quarter of our fiscal 17, subject to regulatory approval. We expect synergies of more than 100 million euros in year four after closing. Revenue synergies are driven by cross-selling of combined solutions into each customer base. In addition, we will be able to optimize our go-to-market setup, back-office functions, and R&D programs. Having said this, I would like to hand over to the architect of the successful development of our PL business, Chuck Renstaff, long-term CEO and now executive chairman of PL, will give you some more color on market drivers and technology. Chuck, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Ralph, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As Ralph alluded to, over the last 10 years, we have been focused on making sure that we both develop internally and acquire technologies that our customers use in combination to create their products. LMS and CD Adaptco, which I'm sure many of you are already familiar with, were major additions to help us model, simulate, and optimize complex products in today's marketplace. In addition to the creation of these, what we call digital twins of the product, Mentor Graphics allows us to now reach deeply into the electronics and system software side of our product, our customers' product development, to more easily and simultaneously evolve the electronics and software elements together in a single, complete, integrated systems. We call the entire suite of tools our digital enterprise software suite. We continue to be focused on our customers' needs and on the open architecture of software that they require. And by that, I mean our modular delivery of technology allows our customers to use our full digital enterprise suite, as well as combine it together with components and elements from other market-leading companies around the world. This is important, as Siemens has certainly the ability to optimize the connection between the domains, but also is mindful of our customers' complex IT environments. If you move to the real change in today's marketplace, the idea of complex, what we call mechatronics products, you see an automotive example. And really across the entire car, not just an internal combustion vehicle, but also electric vehicles, massive amounts of electronics, software, and intelligence is being placed deeply into the entire vehicle, whether it be entertainment or something as simple as rain sensing systems, collision avoidance, all the way to autonomous driving. This transformation of intelligence of the various subsystems of a vehicle really benefits now together with Mentor Graphics, because we can look at the entire mechanics, electronics, and software as a system of systems that integrate together into an entire vehicle. And it's not just automotive. As you see on the next slide, the product segments that are applicable are really across all industrial applications, industrial equipment, infrastructure, telephones, even wearable technology, and of course, all facets of transportation. What we see are market drivers of higher levels of automation. Perhaps many of you are aware of a trend or a concept of the Internet of Things. And if you give a little bit of thought to how the Internet of Things actually works, it's adding intelligence to the devices, making them connected, and that intelligence of the devices and the connectivity allows us to look at the entire collection of devices together to optimize performance of the fleet of operating devices, but also to feed back, to close the loop with design and manufacturing. Now, of course, the marketplace is growing quite robustly for EDA, electronics design automation tools. This is similar to the kind of growth we see in other areas of computer modeling and automation for product development. Together, we think there's even the potential of accelerating that as companies combine the domains, work in a more globally optimized fashion across their entire value chain. Many of you are aware of Siemens' deep commitment to Industry 4.0, to the future of automation and connection of that automation to the real value delivery of an enterprise. And of course, you see this swoosh from product design, product planning, product engineering, product execution through to service. Mentor Graphics has elements of value in each one of those areas, from the lowest levels of the IC design, through the system design on top of that, through the software and embedded intelligence that's given to that hardware, and then certainly through the connection to the mechanical systems. The potential impact of our customers is shortened cycles, as complexity is driven into their products through the desire to add additional sophistication. We're able to now work across these domains and provide for simultaneous design, for evolution of the electronics, software, and mechanical systems together. We believe this will drive enhanced flexibility so that our customers will be able to more efficiently increase the variety and product feature set. Importantly, also, by looking at all these domains together, quality, the marketplace demands not only products that are specifically meeting the individual's needs, but of the highest quality. And by having all of these digital assets together, we're able to take quality systems and run them across the entire value chain, and ultimately efficiency. So with that, Ralph, I would turn it back to you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. And let me briefly now conclude with our three key takeaways. Why this transaction is a real game-changing step towards the digital enterprise with great potential. First, we will create significant customer value in all aspects. Second, we combine our strength in automation and software to make the digital enterprise reality. And finally, through expanding our leadership in the digital enterprise, we continue on the path of creating substantial shareholder value with Vision 2020. With this, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck and I are looking forward to answer your questions.
Operator, we would like to open now for questions. As we have a combined analyst and press conference call, we will take questions from both analysts and journalists, and please raise your question in English. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will start today's question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our first question from Simon Tunnelson from Berenberg. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. The first question is just on synergy potential with your existing software suite. If I'm correct, then LMS is probably the closest one in your portfolio that has a kind of an EDA sort of equivalent business where you could leverage also the Mentor acquisition. Could you just talk a bit about more about that and how you're trying to leverage basically the existing software business here also with regards to the synergies that you're expecting? And secondly, if I speak to software experts on this deal, they tell me that Mentor has been sort of consistently underperforming peers and that synergies across their portfolio had been rather limited over the last years. How do you respond to this? And is it fair to tie this in maybe also with the, you know, quite fair valuation that you have paid for this deal? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Simon, for your questions. Let me start with the synergies before I hand over to Chuck to explain a bit more in detail the technical aspects of the synergies. And then later on, I will come back on that, what your software experts have been telling you. So with regards to the synergy estimates, we have been basing them on a very, very detailed analysis of both companies, of course, with regard to their products, the customers, the infrastructure, as well as input from third-party advisor and experts that has been going into that, as always, when we do something like this. So in total, the synergies we expect to harvest in that 100 million plus in year 4 after closing, you should expect for your models for the time being a pretty much 50-50 split. While the revenue synergies are very much driven by the deeper penetration of the digital factory product lifecycle customers with Mentor's comprehensive electrical design automation portfolio, the offering of simultaneous multi-domain design and verification app capabilities will pay off in that field, very much so, we are absolutely convinced. Expanding, on the other hand, the product lifecycle portfolio to Mentor Graphics' large, diverse customer base of around 14,000 customers will also be a stronghold for the synergy part on the revenue side. So in total, this is going to strengthen our digital factory towards Industry 4.0 with another very complementary step of rounding up our portfolio. And as Chuck has been pointing out already, increasing the speed, flexibility, quality, and efficiency in bringing smart products to the market for our customers is definitely a huge value proposition for them. On the cost side, there will be also opportunities for us. I mean, significant on the G&A savings side will be the combination of digital factories, product lifecycle, and Mentor Graphics back office functions, of course. We also, of course, will align our go-to-market approach and will also make best use of support services using scale and scope in that regard. And finally, also optimizing by combining R&D programs will help doing so. So with regard to our R&D activities in particular, you may expect that we rather beef up in that field than having cost savings potential with regard to potential severance issues. Is perfectly complementing that what we have been telling you last week. Remember when we said that we have been driving very much and intensively our R&D intensity throughout the last couple of years from 4 billion back in 2013 to more than 5 billion in 2017. So that is going to round up that picture in one of our critical success factors for the future when it comes to digitalization of our portfolio. So with that, I would give it to you, Chuck, to get a bit more into the technical aspects of the synergies.
Sure. Well, as you pointed out, LMS did provide for us some extension in areas that are related to this acquisition. The principal thesis around LMS was to add behavioral simulation and modeling to our software stack. And by this we mean not just describing the shape of the mechanical system, but how that system actually operates. What are the functions and behaviors of the product that really are important to driving its character and nature? This meant that with LMS, our one-dimensional cross-domain simulation tools were able to be brought together with 3D simulation so that very early in the design process you could describe what a product would do, how it would behave, and then simulate that, and then ultimately take that all the way into the test environment. It's different, though, a bit than Mentor Graphics in the sense that while we can model and describe behaviors across now the full set of domains, mechanical, electrical, and software, Mentor Graphics adds the ability to actually design the chips, design the printed circuit boards, and design them in a way where we can integrate the work in progress directly with the development cycle of the rest of the product. So this allows companies to design custom ICs, custom systems on package, custom PC boards, the software, the mechanics, the behaviors, really the entire product characteristics together in a complete environment. If you imagine the world before, you really were forced to optimize each of the domains in a what I would call a sub-optimization. You're looking at optimizing maybe just the electronics or optimizing the an element of the mechanical system. Now with the entire suite of software, we're able to look at a more global level and operate across all those domains. As Ralph pointed out, the channel, the expansion of footprint for Mentor Graphics will allow us to really reach more customers, more industrial partners of the Siemens PL business, and of course all of the joint customers that we have right now will be both excited by the ability for further integration between these important domains. So we think that really this offers a unique opportunity for our customers and for the marketplace to design their products in a more holistic way and do it faster with higher quality and greater efficiency. I would add one last thing, and I talked a lot about the product design side. There's vast implications around the manufacturing. As was pointed out, we came into Siemens 10 years ago to really make the thesis around automation and this digitalization thread come together. And in fact, we've made some great and substantial progress in this area of designing for manufacturing and then creating the automation tools in such a way that they can accommodate the product. Mentor Graphics has a strong connection on the manufacturing side that we'll be able to accelerate and leverage as well. So with that, Ralph, I think hopefully that answers the question.
Absolutely. And coming back to your second question, Simon, about the decline in revenue between 15 and 16, I mean, this has been mainly driven by a challenging semiconductor segment and a drop in emulation revenue. Semiconductor consolidation has been playing a significant role for the past several quarters for Mentor Graphics. And however, it should also be noticed that Mentor Graphics recently has been completing renewals with many major semiconductor customers, some involved in that consolidation, and these headwinds are now largely believed to have passed. So if you look into where Mentor Graphics is already leading in core subsegments, it's automotive and aerospace, cabling and wire harness design, electronics, cooling, then printed circuit board manufacturing, design for test, integrated circuit design and manufacturing, and key growth opportunities, of course, is also automotive segment. You heard us talking about that last week intensively when we talked about short cycles, and also our discussions in London were pretty much around that. So in total, Mentor Graphics business mix is a split of 50-50 about between systems and integrated circuits. But also, according to externally available sources of equity research, you may estimate some about 20% of sales to automotive companies, and another stronghold is aerospace.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Ralph, Chuck, and Sabina.
Welcome.
We will now take our next question from Michael Fleming from Borns and Zeitung. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, Michael Flemig, Börsen-Zeitung. I have two questions, please. First, how do you intend to finance the deal? And the second one, when is it accretive to economic value added? In how many years? And that's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your question, Mr. Flemig. How are we going to finance the deal? We are in the position that from today's perspective, we foresee to have enough cash and cash equivalents available to do so. Of course, as we go and as we said, we expect the closing to happen most likely in the third quarter of our fiscal year. If there are opportunities arising, we will optimize to the best of the company, of course. With regard to the deal hurdles and EVA accretiveness, I think we have been explaining before that, I mean, we do have a clear view on where the strategic focus of Vision 2020 and the value creation along EAD is going to be. And we also said that there will be not one unique, one set of yardsticks that is applicable for each and every business. In a software industry like this, it would be naive to believe having the same thresholds in place as we see that in the typical electrification and automation environment. So EPS accretiveness with synergies reaching 100 million plus in year four, EPS accretiveness in year three, given the industry specific multiples that will be applied to the transaction, we believe this is a very good contribution to our value creation story.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
We will next now question. Take our next question from Andreas Philly from JP Morgan. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. My first question is around the integration of the acquisition in terms of both in terms of just the normal integration costs or expenses you would expect, but also if you look at the software offering, is this about programming interfaces or is this about changing kind of the platform or moving to a joint platform in the future? Maybe you could give us some some steer on how long it will take until you can fulfill the promise of an integrated platform in that sense, and what the costs are to get there. And the second question, if you look at revenue recognition, like typical for many of these software companies, Mentor also recognizes revenues up front. Would there be a change in the way Siemens accounts for this going forward or not? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andreas. Before I leave it to Chuck then to talk about the interfacing on the software side from a technical perspective, let me quickly share with you what we foresee to happen after closing. And you have been hitting the nail, of course, with regard to revenue recognition. That will immediately after closing be a topic. And thereafter, we see another second wave, if you will, reaching into the second year of integration and implementation cost. So it could slightly exceed 100 million in the first 2 years each to facilitate the integration and implementation of that, what is required to make full use of the assets combined. And that will take us then to the synergy levels that I have been describing before. Let me once again emphasize that we do, of course, expect some longer-term redundancies as part of the acquisition, but we do not expect it to be the primary or key driver of synergies at all. With that, I would hand it over to you, Chuck, to get into the technical interfacing.
Sure. The good news is that Mentor Graphics and Siemens are already good partners. So we have workable interfaces between our products. We have many shared customers who use both product lines together. So there won't be a big, if you will, time lag between the ability of our customers to operate and work with both of the company's stacks of technology. The opportunity, on the other hand, is to go beyond integration, beyond the connection, and really make use of the design cycles that are happening on the printed circuit board and the systems that that those are built into. And there, we feel like there's deeper integration possibilities. Our TeamCenter platform allows our customers to bring together different domains and disciplines. So further integration and further embedding of technology within the TeamCenter environment is certainly in our future. We have built in R&D plans, R&D investment, to assure that the integration can continue at a higher pace than we've done in the past as separate partners, and certainly that we have, I think, a pretty clear line of sight on areas where we can really take and embed the simulation and verification and testing directly into the integrated design suite of PL. So it's already working, and it will be made much richer and much deeper through this acquisition.
Just to follow up, that I understand correctly on the question on costs. I mean, is it? You mentioned 100 million each over the next 2 years. Is that for basically the integration cost impact plus the impact from revenue accounting, or is that a separate topic?
Yeah, that will be the combination of the two. I mean, we cannot in detail anticipate the timing of that, but what we do know is that the haircut is immediately kicking in after closing, so you may expect a over proportional impact at the very beginning from revenue recognition adjustments in that meaning, and thereafter there will be typically 6 to 8 quarters of then implementation and integration costs beyond that kicking in. So for the 2 years, expect an amount of 100 million plus each. That will be fine for the time being, but we will keep you updated, of course, as we go also with regard to PPA and stuff.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Andreas.
Our next question comes from Olaf Starbeck from Reuters Breaking News.
Yeah, hi, that's Olaf Schobeck, Reuters Breaking News, the financial commentary service. I have a question on the return on investment Siemens is making from this transaction. If I look at the analyst forecast for fiscal year 2019, EBIT that $267 million, if I tax this at Siemens tax rate, I come to a return on investment of about 4.3%, even if I include this additional synergies, that 6.1%. Which I think is quite below your cost of capital, which in 2013 you said is 7.5%. I would be interested in your own view on the return on investment relative to your cost of capital.
Well, thank you for your question, Olaf. And as I said initially, this is a centerpiece of our strategic perspective of emphasizing digitalization across the whole portfolio of Siemens. It will strengthen our digital factory and in particular the PL business. And from that perspective, I said that we see industrial typical multiples for the transaction. If you put that into perspective, we are pretty much in line with similar transactions you saw in the marketplace before. Secondly, I said that it will be EPS accretive in year three after closing, and that will be very much driven by sales synergies and plus cost synergies ramping up to more than 100 million throughout the course of the fourth year after closing. This is a very strong business case, and this is of course reflecting also capital efficiency as one of the key targets of our company. However, I also said that not each and every deal is comparable to that what is a standard in other parts of our portfolio as electrification and automation. So from that perspective, it does not make sense. And we said that when we unveiled Vision 2020 back in May 2014, we will not set one KPI and a nominal target for that to measure and to be a yardstick as a hurdle rate for different acquisitions. So you have to accept that and bear in mind that the nature of this business and being accretive to Siemens overall is driving our decision-making processes and not only a KPI only.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Gael Debray from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. A couple of questions, please. So Mentor's graphics revenue dropped 13% in the first half, and I think the guidance is for about flat sales for the full year. So, can you explain what is expected? I mean, what is expected to drive the revenue rebound in the second half? And in essence, how are you happy with the current consensus expectations for Mentor this year and next? The second question is about, you know, the 20% sort of margin you're giving for the business. So how do you reconcile this 20% number with the lower margins that have been reported by Mentor last year? Thank you.
Thank you, Gail, for your questions. I mean, first of all, I have to admit at the moment we have been just signing the deal, and I'm not in a position to comment the performance of Mentor Graphics at the moment. So with regard to what extent they expect their revenue to bounce back second half of the year, and also to comment on the margin development is not on me, not yet. We will come to that point, I'm sure. But as I said before, our read on that, what we saw happening throughout the last couple of quarters was that there was quite a challenging segment business segment on the semiconductor side having impact on their development, and also the drop in emulation revenue may have played a role. I have to say that I also take that from publicly available information from them. Semiconductor consolidation as such has been playing a significant role over the past several quarters, not only for Mentor Graphics, but in the whole industry. I think you would agree upon that. But I also mentioned that Mentor Graphics just recently has been completing renewals with a couple of major semiconductor customers. And therefore, we believe that the headwinds are now largely passed in that field. I also have been elaborating, I think, quite broadly on the different subsegments of the market in which Mentor Graphics does have strongholds, including automotive, which is still under a lot of positive momentum compared to other parts of the short cycle industries, as we discussed that last week together. And there's also a strong foothold for their aerospace business. So I believe that should give you a framework in which you can sort in what our considerations have been to believe in the way forward with regard to that, what also the consensus is indicating.
Okay, and sorry, what about the how we can reconcile the 20% sort of margin you mentioned?
That's the question. You need to refer back to Mentor Graphic Management for the time being, unfortunately.
Okay. I'll have a look. Thanks.
Thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Andre Kukchin from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, just a few on the deal mechanics. Could you share with us the thinking behind timing, kind of why now, and then whether it was a competitive process at all? Is there a breakup fee? And then just more on mechanics, the business seems to be paying very low tax rate. Do you think that's sustainable, if you can comment on that? And then more on actual revenue synergies potential. Obviously, Mentor Graphics has got quite a few kind of diverse end markets and various segments there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Could you maybe talk about what kind of you found most interesting and attractive there? Is it more on the chip design or in the circuit board testing? Where do you see the most obvious or immediate synergy opportunities? And just very finally, within that synergies profile of the 100 million, should we think about fairly standard kind of linear ramp up with the cost synergies up front and then revenues following through later in that 4-year period that you mentioned? Thank you.
Andre, thank you for your questions. With regard to the synergies, I think you will pretty much see the same pattern as in all our transactions in that field in the past. It will normally take a bit of headroom to work yourself into the setup to harvest then from joint go-to-market activities, incremental revenues. I mean, the fact that the Mentor Graphics is going to bring 14,000 additional customers. The fact that the businesses are quite complementary around the globe, also in geographic terms, should allow us to tap on that potential fairly quickly compared to typical top-line synergies. But what is actually going to happen over the course of the first 4 years until we exceed the 100 million being mentioned before, I think the second and third year will allow a steeper ramping up in terms of top-line synergies, as also in prior deals. And we have been just also mentioning that we are very happy with the last business we acquired, CD Adapco, which is ahead of plan, which should also give you a clear sign that we are not over-enthusiastic in our preliminary estimates in that field. With regard to the content of the revenue synergies, I will pass it on to Chuck in a minute, but in terms of the deal mechanics and the timing, I think we are on a very well and balanced trajectory in terms of speeding up our activities around the digital enterprise, and therefore I think it is an excellent point in time to get an additional catalyst in place for showing that we are really leading in this field, and every leader is going ahead and is setting the pace instead of reacting to competitor moves. In terms of the season, the terms and conditions of the contract, we will not share with you anything more than we have been distributing in the press statement so far, and in particular with regard to taxes, we first will have an intensive look into that, what we find after closing, and then also make transparent to you, as we did in the past, what potential and challenges we may see there. But we looked into all the aspects and didn't see any that would cause us any headache. Chuck, sure. would you talk a bit about the revenue synergy from a market?
Sure. Yeah, I think this, you know, obviously we've talked around a whole series of general areas of synergy, but I guess I would highlight specifically Mentor's long-term strategy that we found very attractive. What Mentor has been able to do in the area of design automation for integrated circuits, it has been embarked on bringing to the entire system level design. And what this means is that, you know, rather than having separate tools that do each element of the system, by working in a completely integrated fashion, Mentor's strategy has been to invest and deliver a fully automated design, simulation, emulation, commissioning, and manufacturing environment for the complete system, whether it's a printed circuit board, whether it's a system on package, if you're familiar with this technology, very highly densely packed electronics on what looks from the outside like a chip, but inside is a very dense set of electronics and software. So this strategy of doing the same thing in system design that has been accomplished in IC design is very attractive to us, and with our advanced R&D platform, with our Team Center tools, with our investment in R&D, we feel like we can help Mentor really accelerate that transformation, and we think this is an area that can tap into the over double-digit growth in this systems market.
That's very helpful. Thank you very much. If I may, can I just ask one quick follow-up? In terms of Siemens's existing semicon exposure in Digital Factory, could you share with us any details on that, just thinking about if the potential to kind of immediately cross-pollinate that with the relationships that Mentor Graphics has got?
No, there is no material semiconductor involvement or exposure for the Digital Factory as such before the merger.
Got it.
Thank you
very much.
Operator, we will take the next question. As far as I can see, it's analysts who have further questions. The press, of course, is very welcome to ask further questions, so please press star to ask further questions if needed. So thank you. Next one.
James Settler from Barclays, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon, all. Having spent roughly $9 billion since 2007, where do you now stand, and also including Bentley, which was announced last week? I mean, what is now lacking in the platform, or do you have really all the levers that you need? That's question one. And you obviously talk a lot about CD Adapco being ahead of schedule. If you now look back at UGS and LMS, can you talk a bit about what really came through in terms of sales and cost synergies and how that really developed versus plan? Thank you.
See, James, with regard to CD Adapco, I think I said before that, I mean, we are ahead of the original investment proposal in almost any categories of KPIs, top line and also bottom line, including cash. So what is just happening is the teams on both sides, and in particular our PL team, is kind of getting used to integrating. Both workforce and also the R&D teams quite successfully. They have been very quickly aligning with each other, and they were able to address already 15 synergetic deals that we have been mentioning last week, which is quite some momentum if you consider the lead time. Maybe Chuck can elaborate on examples here a bit more later on. So it's really amazing how quickly they have been joining forces, and that allows us both addressing market needs, which are reflected in top line then, but also allowing efficiently allocating resources, joint resources, to crucial accounts where we can make a difference with the competencies of the joint teams. So with regard to that, maybe Chuck, if you want to add an example or two, maybe how that practically has been working.
Well, what we've been able to do is really take our customers' needs. So when we look at what kinds of analysis they do, what kinds of design they do, we're able to take existing PL customers and bring CD Adaptco into that account. Say, okay, here's an area where perhaps you have not done as much simulation, and by using the CD Adaptco tools together with PL tools, able to simulate not only the environmental relationship, that is the fluid flow around a product, but also the fluids that sometimes operate within the product, you know, the cooling systems and so forth. And our customers have appreciated it, that we've been able to take the value proposition of CD Adaptco and bring that to the PL customers and vice versa. Many customers of CD Adaptco that had not had a deep integration of PLM systems like our Teamcenter are able to look at Teamcenter as a way to coordinate the activity of their design community and reach out to the supply chain. You know, this kind of cross-selling is really shown to be pretty successful LMS with CD Adaptco, and we expect it to continue and accelerate with Mentor Graphics as our customers look to us to provide more and more connection between those disciplines.
And James, just to come back to the initial part of your question or remarks about the money we spend on software companies, I mean, just going through the series of major acquisitions, UGS, that was back in 2007, was $3.5 billion. LMS in 2012 was €680 million at that point in time, and CD Adaptco $970 million again. So adding them up, I would rather come to by far smaller numbers than you did. Of course, there have been a couple of smaller incremental acquisitions too, but they would not fill the gap between my total and that what you had been mentioning before.
The question was more whether you now have what you need or what else is lacking.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to be transparent on that one.
Ralph, if you don't mind, maybe I could address this. Do we have what we need? If you look at a mechatronics system now with the design tools from PL, from LMS, from CD Adaptco, and Mentor Graphics, we have assembled the critical elements for the design of a complex mechatronic system all the way from a plane, a train, an automobile, down to wearable technology that goes in your tennis shoe. So, yes, we feel quite confident that what we've assembled on the mechatronics side really does do what we need. You mentioned Bentley. I should have mentioned this before. We have really with the Bentley partnership extended the strong tools that they have for facilities design, factory design, building design to connect with our process division as well as our discrete manufacturing activities. So that partnership really helps shore up the flank of the company where we're focused on the products, the manufacturing of those products. The Bentley partnership helps with the design of the environment around those products, the factories and the buildings and the infrastructure to stand up to, in order to support that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Our next question comes from James Hack from Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Just two questions. How big is the share that Mentor makes with semis, and how big is the share with other industries? And the second one, you left the semiconductor business about, 15, 16 years ago. What's the reason for re-entering this market again?
Thank you for your questions, Jean. I mean, first of all, we are not re-entering the sector again. What we do is we provide opportunities for semiconductor production companies to be more efficient in their field. If you like, Chuck, you can maybe elaborate a bit on that in a minute. And with regard to the portion, I said before, 50% systems, 50% is IC-driven, in that what Mentor Graphics offerings in terms of revenue are at the moment. I also had been mentioning before that about 20%, according to equity research, so publicly available information, for you is automotive driven. So automotive being a segment that is fairly strong at the moment in the short cycle environment. And there's also another stronghold of the portfolio of Mentor Graphics around aerospace business, which is also making it fairly strong in terms of long-term trends. Chuck, why don't you help out a bit on the semiconductor relationship?
Sure. One of the things that's really quite evident is that many of the companies that you would typically describe as a systems company are making strong use of the Mentor tools, that is what we call design to silicon tool suite. So this allows the customers to work on application-specific integrated circuits together with their the assembly of those ICs into systems, and then ultimately with the embedded software to actually give those electronics the intelligence. So when we look across the systems companies, we see a good deal of penetration of the design of silicon and testing systems. I mentioned earlier that Mentor Graphics' long-term strategy has been to bring the level of automation that's happening there on the IC side to the systems design world. And we feel that this ability to automate, design, simulate, manufacture that has happened over the years to keep up with what you might think of as Moore's Law on the IC side is something that is directly in front of us on the system side. So as Ralph said, we're not re-entering the IC market in the sense of being an IC producer. We are leveraging the tools that have been produced and are market leading to help customers design those integrated circuits into broader application within the systems design space.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Ralph. As far as we can see, there are no questions anymore in the line. So with that, I would thank everyone for short notice participation. And as always, the teams, the press team, the IR team, we are around for further questions. Please give us a call. Thank you. Bye.